really, that's all that business and life is. In business, you're not going to fail unless you give up. And there's going to be times where you feel like you want to give up because things are hard or you're not making enough money. But as long as you push through that adversity, you're going to come out on the other side stronger with a lot of life lessons that are able to take you and your company to new heights. So pushing through adversity and courage to persevere is a huge part of who we are.
Yeah, and so many people just, you said it well, give up. But if you continue to push through, you're going to be all right. The book we're reading right now, one of them is, what is it?
Built to Last.
Built to Last. And I keep going back to this, that Ford is a company that's been around over 100 years, well over 100 years, and they made it through the Great Depression. They made it through a 08 crash without, they're the only one that didn't get a bailout, but they lost billions of dollars in the 80s, but they obviously had the courage to persevere and push through.
You're listening to the Faster Freedom Show, hosted by us, Sam Prim
and Lucas Walls,
investors, entrepreneurs, and best friends.
Two millennial Midwesterners who started a real estate side hustle and now own $40 million in rentals without using any of our own money.
Now we're two average guys teaching other people how to use real estate investing to create financial freedom and generational wealth.
If you're ready to learn how to take control of your future using real estate investments the simple way and have fun while doing it, you're in the right place.
Let's start today's show.
Hello and welcome to the Faster Freedom Show. My name is Sam.
And I'm Lucas.
And Lucas, what? We always start out the podcast with a question, and I'm always questioning you.
Okay.
And you always have all the pressure to answer it. So what do you think is the biggest factor that separates the good companies from the great companies and companies that, for example, what's going on now, thrive in a downturn and fold up shop in a downturn? What do you think is one of the biggest factors, if not the biggest factor?
Yeah, number one to me is people in your team and you know, the values of the people that you have on team and how they match the core values of your company.
Yeah, I was going to say that the culture and the values is obviously where we're going, and that's what this episode is going to be about. I feel like we have a competitive advantage for people in our space and just in general with our culture and our core values. It's definitely not perfect. We have our ups and downs, but what we're going to do in this episode is talk about the importance of core values and culture and having the right people that fit that. Whether you're a landscaper, whether you're, you know, working for somebody else, whether you're into real estate, no matter what you're doing, whether, you know, you're self-employed or not, culture and those kind of things I think are important. And we're going to talk about ours and specifically our seven core values.
Yeah. And even if you're, you know, don't have a big team, but maybe you still have your 9-to-5 job and building a rental portfolio, you're going to have a team of some sort. Maybe they're not employees, but maybe they're contractors and bankers and eight real estate agents. And you want to have a team that has the same values as you. And yeah, even if they're not on your direct team, I think it's still super important to surround yourself with those type of people that share the same values as you.
For sure. And we'll get into that as we kind of go through our core values. And also, we are going to do a draft on the top five appetizers.
Mm.
You going first or am I going first?
I think we have a different number one, so I don't think it matters. I think we shared our number one. That's it last night.
No,
so.
I made you share. You don't know my number one.
Well, it ain't mine. If you take mine, then I want to go number one.
Well, maybe I'll take yours.
I'll go number one.
Okay, fine. I go number one next time then.
Sounds good.
All right, perfect.
I don't think you will have the same number one on that too.
So correct.
It's crazy. That's why these are good. I only wrote down seven because there'll be very few overlap.
I got 10 and I got 5 written. I wrote down 10, but I got 5 like highlighted.
That you want to go.
That gotcha. I want in my order. I got it
you
already.
You got a top 5 already.
I do.
I hope I steal one. Give me one of them.
Yeah, right. You ain't.
Just got, like I take one of your pretzels, because I bet pretzels and cheese is on there.
It's on there. It's not number one. You can take it. It's not number one.
It's not on mine.
All right, perfect then.
We get it because of you when we go out to eat.
Yes. All right. We're going to get in that a little bit. So, culture is important, I think, and like I said, we're going to talk about our seven core values that we hire by, we unfortunately sometimes have to let people go because of, and that we operate on. I feel like there's three stages. It's getting people on board, it's managing and operating with people, and then it's unfortunately letting people go sometimes, so which we don't have to do very often. I don't think we've had somebody voluntarily leave our company in quite a while. So we have a great culture. I feel like, again, it's, you know, not for everybody, but for our people, it's the right culture. So talk a little bit about why I think culture is important, and, you know, kind of having everybody rowing in the right direction with the same vibe and feel is just makes a fun place to work as well as productive, I think.
Yeah, I'm super passionate about this. And I think that's where it starts, is understanding that culture and core values is the most important part of your business. And I feel like there's a very small percentage of people and business owners that believe that, which is unfortunate, because Sam and I have read multiple books where there's studies across the greatest companies in the world. And the common theme is that they have core values and that they live by their core values. They could be whatever core values they are, but your authenticity and your consistency to live with those core values is what's important. So I truly believe that. A lot of people think it's like this just fluff and vibe that doesn't matter, like get results, blah, blah, blah. We believe that too. But it all starts with people and bringing the right people on the team that share your core values. And those results are going to be a byproduct of your culture.
Yeah, I think we talk about it, but it's true. It's people before profit is how we view things and how we do things. And
people before everything. People before strategy. People before product. People before profit. People number one. And then everything else just falls in line after that.
And if you do that right, you basically said it, but if you do that right, everything else does get easier.
Yeah.
If you have a toxic culture and all you care about is numbers, then you're probably turning over people quite often. And guess what's a very big expense is recruiting and, training and hiring and spending time in interviews and all those type of things. They take away from productivity. So if you can have the right culture and not have to be hiring all the time, mm-hmm. hiring because you're growing, not hiring because you're having to replace people.
Yeah.
Turnover, like we're going to talk about the next episode, turnover in real estate when you own rental properties is the most expensive part. It's probably pretty expensive as well.
Great analogy there. People turnover and house turnover.
You don't want either.
No, both bad. Both expensive.
And you can control both by doing the work on the front end.
Yes. Wow.
I am crushing it.
You are.
How's my hair look?
It's fine.
I'm getting it cut today. That's why.
I mean, leave the hat on, but it's fine.
I'm getting it cut today is why I didn't gel it. All right. So let's go through our 7 core values and kind of break them down a little bit. Then we're going to get into the Appy app draft.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So number one is love and respect. We put people first.
Yeah, I love this one because so we have a lot on here that we'll get to that's like, hey, get shit done, bust your ass, like all that type of stuff. But this one is, I think, what sets us apart from other companies, that we treat people within our building, we treat our clients, we treat our customers, we treat our contractors with love and respect. Not everybody does that, but if you do that, everything else is easier, everything else is better, life is just more enjoyable, and people just like being here because people love each other, we're hugging each other, we're not disrespectful, we're watching out, looking out for each other, picking each other up when we're down. And that's who we are, and that's what we live by, and we hire people that have love and respect as one of their personal core values.
Yeah, for sure. And in the interview process, the questionnaire, so people give us their resumes, and even before we do the phone interview, I believe, maybe it's after that, but at the very beginning stages, before we meet in person for the first interview, we tell them our 7 core values and tell them to pick their favorite and why. So they kind of see what they're about. That I'm sure that weeds some people out. Some people are interested. They see those. They're like, I don't care about any of this stuff.
For sure.
And they don't fill out the questionnaire, and we don't even go any further with them. So I'm confident that that is a good filter for us. But like love and respect this morning, Courtney was interviewing somebody upstairs, somebody that, our synergy manager, and her daughter was here because daughter didn't have school, and everybody's watching her daughter.
She has school, but she has a low-grade fever. So.
All right, well, there you go. Well,
we're love and respect. We're
picking
fine.
Her up and running around with her and chasing her and doing all this fun stuff. So we definitely believe in love and respect for sure.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, number two, I love this one, is continuous improvement. We grow, innovate, and are open to change.
Yeah, so, we have our core values, we have our culture, but we got to continue to push the envelope forward. And we don't always have to change for change's sake, but we at least have to be open to it and consider the idea of changing something if it has the possibility of making us better.
Yeah, I feel like faster freedom is a big part of this, mainly because that's my main gig, but we're always innovating, we're always changing. I wouldn't say to a fault, but we're not afraid to try something, fail, try something else, fail, yeah. like, you know, continually improve. That's what it's about. I feel like if you get stale and don't purposely improve, you're just going to get left behind with technology yep. and companies growing and the world changing. You have to change or you're going to get left behind. I feel like a lot of companies are going to get left behind that are not embracing branding through social media. We talked about that a little bit a few episodes ago, but having and be willing to open and change is super important, and not everybody is willing to continually improve. They get stuck in their old ways, and you're going to get left behind if you're stuck in your old crankety ways. Crankety. Is that
crankety,
a word?
Crankety, crankety.
So now what's number three, Walls?
So number three is extreme ownership. And we kind of took that phrase from a book that we know and love. So don't
Jocko.
Don't sue us, Jocko.
Well, we're giving him credit. No suing.
Yeah, no. Jocko's great. And he has a book called Extreme Ownership. And it's an amazing book if you haven't read it, where he talks about, you know, stories, battlefield stories, like real life life or death stories of him in his
military
Navy
career.
SEALs teams in Iraq. Mm-hmm. So it's crazy. But what he does is tells a wild story about how he led his team through a crazy situation
life
in Iraq.
Death situations.
And then also he turns it, the second half of each chapter is how he relates that to the real world and business. So it's pretty cool, but number one is we don't blame anybody else here. If something goes wrong and you have any part of that process or that situation, then it's on you. And there might be four or five different people that think it's on them, but that's okay because everybody has a small part of something failing, and that's okay. We don't care about failure. Like Sam said, the point is to own up to it and make it better next time.
Yep, and these extreme ownership. Well, this specifically, I just know it because it's outside where my team sits. We have all of these seven core values. You walk up the stairs to our office and they're on the wall, and then sprinkled throughout the office is, you know, big, like probably 3 foot by 4 foot, you know, fat heads, I guess you'll call it, whatever, just stickers
yeah,
on the
decals,
wall.
Decals.
Decals
yeah.
of all these. So yeah, that one's a good one. And number four is courage to persevere.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, really that's all that business and life is. In business, you're not going to fail unless you give up. And there's going to be times where you feel like you want to give up because things are hard or you're not making enough money. But as long as you push through that adversity, you're going to come out on the other side stronger with a lot of life lessons that are able to take you and your company to new heights. So pushing through adversity and courage to persevere is a huge part of who we are.
Yeah, and so many people just, you said it well, give up. But if you continue to push through, you're going to be all right. The book we're reading right now, one of them is, what is it?
Built to Last.
Built to Last. And I keep going back to this, that Ford is a company that's been around over 100 years, well over 100 years, and they made it through the Great Depression. They made it through a 08 crash without, they're the only one that didn't get a bailout, but they lost billions of dollars in the 80s, but they obviously had the courage to persevere and push through. We've been struggling in education for a long time. We did to make a profit. Our flipping company is struggling a little bit right now, but we're not going to give up, so I know we're going to win. It sounds too simple, but it's not. We're going to win because we're not going to give up, because
for
we're
sure.
going to have the courage to persevere. It's as simple as that.
And Ford's a great story because it reminds me of a lot of our core values, because they were so innovative, Henry Ford, when his initial goal and vision was to, you know, bring the automobile to the everyday consumer that's making a decent wage. And he did that. And then GM started and pretty much just passed him and blew him out of the water for a while. So they kind of got stale, kind of rested on their laurels and got passed, and then they had to kind of refigure out who they were. So it's going to come in waves. We're not going to have all seven of these 7 days a week, but the more we are aware and self-aware of us as ourselves, as leaders in our company, the better we'll live up to our core values and be a better company.
I agree. Number five is my favorite.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Mindset of abundance. We believe there's enough for everyone.
Yeah, I feel like it's my favorite probably as well, but it's also one of the toughest ones because I feel myself
struggle with a little bit.
Yeah,
everybody does.
Struggled or pulled to the other way of not abundance or scarcity every once in a while. At least a thought pops in my head, right? Doesn't mean I act on it, but Yeah. Tell us a little bit about Mindset of Abundance, Sam, and how we live out that and where those challenges of not being abundant and having that mindset would come up.
Yeah, so there's basically just the mindset that there's enough for everybody. We don't have to stab somebody in the back to win. There can be win-win situations. We don't need everything. There's enough out there, and the more you're willing to give up a piece of your pie or the more you're willing to be cooperative in a situation, the more likely in the future that more situations will pop up. And this is, I feel like, ring true for all of our companies, but the more we're not worried about every single house we buy, everybody on our team pretty much is growing a rental portfolio. When I tell people that, they're like, well, how do you decide who gets a house? And it just works out. I wish I had like a structured answer for them. It just works out because everybody on the team knows, oh, I want to add this one as a rental, but Andrew bought it as a rental, so Dennis can't keep it as a rental. Dennis is okay with it because he knows there's another one coming through. And same with education. I give away so much free information. I give away what people charge for on most of my social medias. Yet there are still plenty of people willing to pay quite a bit of money to be a part of the mentorship. So it all kind of comes full circle.
Yeah. The opposite of this would be that scarcity mindset. And it's just tough to be around those type of people when we have this clear mindset of abundance here in our office. And I'm so used to it whenever I go outside these walls and kind of feel that or hear that scarcity mindset, I just want to get as far away from it as I freaking can.
When you say that kind of stuff, like I'm like, do you ever get out of these prims? Because Walls is your last name. Get it?
Yeah.
Do you ever think, like, when you say Walls, do you think the Walls or do you think your last name?
I think both sometimes.
Like, Sam's Club is the only thing I have for my name. Ooh. Like,
yeah, there you go. Primrose?
Primrose, yeah. I don't really think, when I hear Sam's Club, I don't think of me. I think of the club.
The club? Like,
No, like the Sam's Club, the Walmart Sam's Club.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
All right. That was my turbulence. You keep going.
But yeah, so whether it's money, whether it's knowledge, whether it's houses, we just truly believe there's enough for everyone, and it's not worth one deal to ruin a relationship or to fight with someone. That's not worth it to us. It's worth it to us to be open and live out our core values and have that mindset of abundance so everything works within our office, because we got a lot of moving pieces in here.
We do. We always will and always have. So number six is integrity. We do the right thing. And this one's one of those things that's almost every single day and most every single big decision, but even most small decisions. But for sure, you know, multiple times a day, there's always an opportunity to do the right thing or not do the right thing. And this is for this one for sure. I mean, all these are any industry, but especially in this real estate industry, there's so many situations to not do the right thing, and that's usually the easier route. But if you have integrity and are willing to struggle a little bit or persevere or put a little bit more hard work in and do the right thing, it definitely shows in the long run.
Heck yeah. I mean, there's situations on a weekly basis where we cannot do the right thing and make an extra $5,000, make an extra $10,000. But that's not part of our core values. Part of our core values is doing the right thing. And for some people, you know, maximizing every single transaction, no matter who it hurts, could be their core values. That ain't us, and that's not how we're going to...
We ain't going to hire you, or we're going to fire you if you do that.
But yeah, so we filter every single decision through, is this the right thing to do? That's it, plain and simple. And not every decision is as black and white as you think it would be. So we give our team members the power to talk to your leader, get a separate mind on this and figure out what the right thing to do is together.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with that, but I do think it's much easier to know what the right thing is than to do it. I feel like there's a few different struggles there, but you usually know what the right thing is to do, but doing it is not always easy, and it's not always something that people are willing to do. You usually can tell what the right thing to do is, but it doesn't mean that you're going to actually do it.
Yep. Sometimes maybe you need to just talk through that with someone so that pushes you in the right direction. Yeah,
for sure. Yep. All right, number seven, last one until we get to our appy draft. Fun and supportive. Our environment is friendly, open, and
drama-free. That's a big one.
Yes.
I feel, again, it's a challenge, right? There's people that sometimes talk, there's people that gossip, and I hate that personally, absolutely hate it. So when I hear about it,
he get mad.
Because it happens. We're not perfect. We try to stop it and create platforms for communication so we don't have to gossip and have rumors, you know what I mean? So you know, that's just about the people that we bring in here. And the friendly part's fun, though. We are friendly
and we like to have fun. And
yeah,
if anything, you know, sometimes we overdo the fun a little bit,
yeah,
you know, throwing the football around the office or being a little extra goofy, and sometimes, you know, overdoing that and erring on that side of it. So there's that side of it too. You don't want to be tying your shirt over your head and taking shots at noon every day, but it's okay to have fun.
Tying your shirt over your head.
Like a bandana, like you take your shirt off and...
That would be wild. Have you seen that in the office? Is that an actual example?
No, that's not an actual example.
Like, who did that?
That was the extreme... That was the extreme side of it. So yeah, there's a balance there as well, I guess, is the point. But but we like to live it. But yeah, you're like, who would have done that?
Yeah. Sounds like me more than anybody.
Yeah, I was going to be like, that would be something you would do.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, those are our core values, right? All seven of them. We've tweaked them over the years, and we'll continue tweaking them as we go forward and as our company changes. But for right now, that's who we are. That's what we live by. We make every decision filtering through our core values, and we make every hiring decision and firing decision based on our core values as well.
Yeah, they're just tweaks. We're not going to go from, all right, you don't have to be personally accountable anymore. We're changing that core value.
Yeah.
It's just tweaking.
Love and respect to hate and disrespect.
Yes, yeah, so just hate all day. Yeah. All right, appetizers. You get number one pick, I guess, huh?
Yeah, so what is our... You know, there's a lot of appetizers out there,
mm-hmm.
and there's home appetizers, there's like restaurant appetizers, like fancy appetizers. Man, there's a lot of different ways you go here, so it's a little bit of personal preference here, I think.
A little bit. I mean, the goal is not just personal, exactly what we like. It's personal flair into what we think are the top.
And I'm trying to make the best team possible that dominates your little wimpy appetizer team.
Well, let's come with it then. If you're going to come in the paint, you better come with your head down and... I guess, yeah, and come hard.
Yep. Well, I'll go number one. Number one on my team, give me the spin dip. You can do it with a little pita. You can do a little...
hard chips.
Corn chips. Spinach artichoke dip is another way people call this, but I just go with the spin dip. Boom. Applebee's, Ruth Chris, wherever you want. They got it.
So I have a question about this one. I think it's a little bit of a reach for number one.
No,
I wasn't going to steal
it. I don't think
so. Anyways, I think it's a little bit of reach for number one,
no.
A. And B, I think this wipes out chips and dip, I think, in general.
I don't think it does.
So you're gonna have four chips and dips, like you're gonna
I got two.
That's like having two quarterbacks and only one can play.
Nah, I disagree.
I agree.
There's 1,000 different dips out there.
All right, number one is chicken wings.
What? I have that on my top seven. A lot of people don't look at that as an appetizer, more like a meal, but it's an app for sure.
It's an app for sure.
Yeah.
And yeah, chicken wings, I feel like that's just like I'm setting a good base. I got a position I'm not going to have to worry about. It's going to show up every single day, going to put in the work, going to practice hard, going to play hard. Like I got like part of my team taken care of. I don't need to worry about the hard work.
Well, it's a utility player. Well, you can go for full-on lunch, full-on dinner, or an appetizer.
You can feed
the whole table, fill your own belly.
I got a foundation for my team now. I don't think you can argue that.
Yeah. Cool, man. I'm going to keep it local here. Got to. Number two on my list, toasted ravioli.
Ah, toasted ravioli. I was going to do that one. That's a good one. Toasted ravs, they're just good. And the beautiful thing about, they're kind of sneaky. Not everybody knows about them.
Yeah.
You know, if we were doing a national draft, you could have got him in the fifth round for sure.
And this is like all food and appetizers, but specifically toasted ravs to me is they're not all created equal. There's some that I've had that are kind of chewy and stuff, and you just got to watch out where you get them. You know, you want the thoroughbreds.
For sure. All right. So my number two draft is just going to be, and this is a little bit personal, but this is an app that people like is soft pretzels. What?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Well, just because you don't like them, they're on every single menu.
I do like them a lot. And those are ones that aren't created equal either.
You got the round ones, you got the stick ones, you got the
sauce.
Good
soft pretzels are tough
to beat. And with the good, like a good queso dip, you dip them in that, it's good.
Why do all of them come with a queso and a side of like spicy mustard? We never even touch the spicy mustard.
Nobody touches the spicy mustard.
Stop it.
I've never seen anybody do that. The only time I see people do the spicy mustard is when they accidentally dip it because they don't know what's in there.
All right, man. So I have this on here, but it's for sure cheating. But it's an excellent appetizer to get almost at any restaurant. And I won't. I get it, but it's a sampler platter.
That's not even as far
as an order, though.
Well, yeah.
Utility all day.
Well, yeah, because it's like four different things. I don't think that's like. That's not ideal. I was expecting a lot more from you on this draft, but since you're going to throw
two picks, I've spinned it and toasted ravs.
That's your third, though.
No, I'm not going to pick it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I understand.
Gonna, okay.
Yeah,
all right. Understand okay. So what's your third, then?
So I'm just going to go with, and this is my other, the only other dip that I have, but it's like a Mexican restaurant, mm-hmm. and you get like the dip platter where you go like chips and queso and guac.
Okay.
And can I lump those
and salsa
together?
Too, obviously.
And salsa, yeah. Yeah.
That's fine. So you got two chips. That's
It's ballsy.
Yeah, it's like,
well,
it's
you
like,
could go pita with spin dip.
It's like
too.
Drafting two centers, bro, that can't be on the
you
court at the
pita.
Same time. That's true.
What's your number three?
That's true. I'm gonna throw you a huge curveball, and
I got
you're
some
not
curveballs
gonna expect
too.
This one.
All right, what you
this
got?
One, this one is a summer day picnic. Like, you know, because you can have drafts that you can have appetizers at home, or it's
that's true.
Deviled eggs.
Yeah. Okay,
I
that
like
is
if it's
quite
like,
the curveball.
Like a summer St. Louis hot out.
Why does it have to be summer? Because they're cold?
I feel like it's more of a summer appetizer.
I feel like we do a lot of deviled eggs around Thanksgiving and Christmas, and that's like the only time I eat them.
I don't eat them in the summer.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
They're cold,
I do
they're
love
refreshing.
Them. Do love them.
So it's a little bit so it's a little
and
bit
I've
of
loved
curveball.
It my whole life.
That's one of those things where it's like could really work out well for you, or could kind of be like
you don't see deviled eggs on a restaurant menu. That's
no.
for sure.
Yeah,
that's
I know you don't. That's home. Yeah. So this one, I mean, deviled eggs. That's a little bit of a risky pick. It could.
My
pay
mine's
off.
A little risky too. The second one.
All right. What do you?
Gosh.
This is your fourth.
Yeah, my fourth. Did I say second?
Yep.
All right. It's my fourth, and honestly, okay, I'm not going to go personal preference here.
Okay.
On number four, I'm going to go, I do love these, but I think a lot of other people love these as well. I'm going to go calamari.
Calamari, I thought about that. Some good fried calamari can be very
tough
good.
To beat. Mm-hmm. Tough to beat. A lot of people like it. Those little octopus looking things, kind of wild.
They're
kind of
weird.
I just
yeah,
them.
And they're kind of rubbery sometimes a little bit.
Yeah,
so
for
the,
sure.
All of these can go. I'm okay with that pick.
Yeah.
You ready for another curveball?
Yeah.
I'm just so freaking confident in my team so far that I'm just going to curveball. This is another one that
pick four.
Is a utility. That can do a little bit of everything, but for sure has used it.
Brendan sushi. Donovan.
Sushi.
Sushi?
Yeah.
That is a good one.
There's so many different kinds you can do.
So you have like two, could be meals or could be appetizers. You got wings and sushi.
So you think that's intentional or not? Yes. I'm coming, my team's hard.
Yeah.
My team can compete with anybody.
But, okay, so here's my rebuttal against that. Like if you're getting sushi for appetizer, it's going to one person. I'm looking at apps that are going to feed the whole table. Nobody shares
sushi
around the table.
Yeah, I feel like we do.
Nah, bro. I've seen it with wings.
What?
Sharing wings, but nobody shares sushi around the table. Everybody gets it for themselves.
Well, I don't know. But
anyway,
that's
I like to pick.
My team. All right, what do you got?
Well, that's number four.
Yep, you got your last one.
Yeah, man. Should I go for myself or should I go for the people?
I mean, I don't know. You'd probably need a Hail Mary at this point. So.
No way. My team's dope. I'm going to go for the people then if I really need a Hail Mary, which I don't think I do. I'll go mini tacos.
Ooh, that is a kind of similar to my last one, but not. I'm
that
okay
could be
with
at
that.
Home.
It you can, are all about tortillas, bro. You got three tortillas.
Love tortillas. Who doesn't love tortillas?
I mean,
that could be at home.
People.
That could be at a restaurant. So love mini tacos, a little dipping sauce, hard to beat.
Yeah. I mean, I like it. Just your, you know, just
really
kind
of good
plain team. It's all the same. All right, number five for me. A little bit of a, I think most people like this, but fried mac and cheese bites.
Okay,
you ever had those?
I have.
You don't like them?
No, I like them. They're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, what is your team?
I mean, I probably eat them once every 5 years.
Okay.
So, I mean, top five all time.
For me,
I eat more than once every five years.
It's 10. You've already taken some big ones.
Yeah.
So what is your team?
So I got spin dip, toasted revs, calamari, chips, queso guac salsa, and mini tacos.
I got chicken wings, soft pretzels, deviled eggs, sushi, mac and cheese bites.
I think just stylistically, our teams facing each other would be very interesting to see.
It would be interesting.
Yeah.
It would be very interesting. It would be, yeah, it wouldn't be like a... I guess it could either be like a pitcher's duel or it could be a barn burner.
It could be a little bit of
one.
Both. I think we got like some heavy hitters versus some run shutter downers.
Yeah, so if it was like a baseball game, it would not be like 3-4.
No.
It would be like 1-0 or like 11-12.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Do you got any honorable mentions on there?
Some ones I have on there. I got shrimp. Shrimp cocktail's a pretty big one. I got mozzarella sticks.
Oh, that's a great one.
Bloomin' onion.
Mozzarella sticks are fantastic, especially around here.
That's probably like the one that's
that
on the
could
fringe.
Replace a couple of years, I think.
A couple of years, you got You got tortilla and cheese like for like four of them.
Yeah. I think I do eat mozzarella sticks more than many tacos. That's for sure.
It's all right. Give it to me. It's some people panicking when they're drafting.
I have one. And I don't know. This is personal preference, but they're so good. It's fried crab claws.
Fried crab claws. I feel like that's a meal a lot too, like crab, but
no, they're real little. Oh. So they're not like little, big.
So you're killing baby crabs and then frying them?
I think that's just the type of crab. I don't think they're infants by any means.
Another one that we kind of missed and made me think of that was a wild card been fried pickles.
Yeah, fried pickles are good.
Yeah.
Yeah. The spears or the chips.
Either one. Either so we're one. Just basically turned into like each drafting 10, but I like it. Awesome.
A lot of good apps out there.
Yeah. And the right. My team, I feel like, is a lot more has a lot more culture to it than your team because we're talking about culture and core values.
Deviled eggs.
The core values of my devil. The core value of my
lots of culture.
The core value of my team is better than your team.
Well, it's not about the core values. It's about the authenticity and the consistency behind them. But the cool thing about apps, top five apps, I think someone could come in here right now, make their own team, five of them. They could put up a good fight against either of our teams.
Yeah, there's a lot of choices here. There's a lot. Cool, awesome. Well, hopefully you enjoyed that and enjoyed the talk on culture, the talk on appetizers. You know, we would really appreciate if you're still listening and you haven't given us – the fact that you're still listening means you hopefully enjoy us and listen to it. So we would really appreciate you giving our podcast a rating, a five-star review. You don't have to, but
– be a lot cooler if you did.
All right, we're going to shoot – these now. So Lucas is up 4-3 on we take our outline, we throw it in the trash can. This is a very close trash can today.
All right, I'll move it and go right handed. I'm gonna lean back a little bit though. No,
it's I feel like we're if we miss it short, we should know that.
Yeah.
This can tie it up.
Nice shot.
Buckets. All right. 4-4. See you on the next one.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. We hope you got some major value from our conversation. If you love what you learn, make sure you like, rate, review the show, and help us spread the word by telling a friend.
If you'd like to learn more about working with me inside one of my programs, we'll have those links in the show notes, along with all our social media handles, so you connect with us there for free. If there's a real estate question you'd like us to answer, feel free to send us a message, and we'll cover it in an upcoming show.